Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
My thoughts are she's not gay.
Yeah, I'm with ya. It feels like a big delusion.
Welcome to the girls' room. I'm Brittany, your host, and today I have Bestie Approved with me, Travis and Emma. I'm going to let them kind of tell everyone about themselves, and then we're just going to have some pop culture tea that's going to go down that we're going to talk about. They sent me some topics that I did not know about at all. And so I learned about them, and I love that because I am a reality girly, like TV girly. So it was great to learn about the other pop culture stuff. So introduce yourselves and tell everybody about y'all's podcast.
Cool. My name's Travis. I've known Emma now for, God, like we're going on like 5 years of like being very good friends. We worked in finance together and we both hated it. And at one point we shared an office together. We were having a time and I said one day, oh my God, you know what we should do? We should start a podcast. And Emma has always been so amazing about like being super supportive and like just kind of like letting things happen. And this is just kind of what it's turned into. It's been really cool. I think we just set our 15th episode that just went live today. And we're having a great time. But yeah, and I'll let Emma introduce herself.
Yeah. So since we left finance, we have more time now to do passion projects and things like that. And so we've been having fun just yapping about whatever we want to yap about, really. I'm looking up to see now what episode that is. It is our 15th episode.
Yay! Wow.
Amazing.
Yay, that is so exciting.
Yeah, we're both from Indiana. We're still here. And yeah, that's basically it for Bestie Approved.
I love that. So we got to chatting on through RSS, mm-hmm. which was cool. I just had a conversation with, I can't think of his name, the guy who runs RSS.
Greg Wasserman.
Yes, I just had a conversation with him on a different podcast. And that was really cool. But We got connected through there, and I'm so excited that we did because I think our podcasts are kind of similar,
pretty similar. Sure.
And so we had a couple topics that we wanted to go over, but I think I really would love to start with the Taylor Swift situation since it is the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart.
Cool. I'm
not going to say that I'm like a giant Swiftie. Like I know some of the lore. I wouldn't be like, I know every single one of the songs and I know all of the words to every single one of her songs, But I know like most of them.
Sure.
And
Yeah.
so, and I know the lore. So when you sent the gay lore stuff,
Yeah.
I knew about that already. I've gone down
Oh,
the
yeah.
rabbit hole of the gay lores.
Okay. What are
So
your thoughts about it then?
okay, well, my thoughts are she's not gay.
Yeah, I'm with you. It feels like a big delusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think like if anything, she could be bi. Like there's a couple different songs where you could put it as like a girl, like she's talking about a girl. I'm bi, so I would be fine with her being bi. Like that would be a really cool thought to have.
Okay.
But do I think that she's gay? No, I don't think she's gay at all. I mean, her songs are just so boy heavy
Yeah.
and
Well, that so I didn't know that people actually believed she was gay, and I'm sure people watching this, I'm not huge into Taylor Swift. I like I know I like two of her songs, but like I'm just not a huge Swiftie. I'm sorry, don't come after me. But like it was showing up on my TikTok where people were like fully crashing out over her getting engaged to Travis Kelce. And I was like, I'm so happy for them. I love them. They're so cool together. Like they're just a very cool couple. And I saw this girl like fully trying to like rationalize, no, Taylor is gay. Taylor is a lesbian. And I know this. And I know this is the truth. And I'm just like,
oh
okay.
yeah, they go leaps and bounds. They're like, this is all for PR. This is that. And if you read into this and her ring and la da 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 da, then like obviously she's gay. And it's like
So this is like a thing with
yeah.
her though, is like they're always looking at like the imagery and like they're behind the scenes, and there's always a
That's
clue, and I'm just
true.
like, is it really? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I will say that yes, it is really always a clue.
Yeah, she does a lot of the hidden messages.
No,
Oh.
she does, and she has like come out and said like, how far back can I go, basically? Like, can I go so far back as like to start planning things like 2, 3 years ahead? So I definitely do think that she has done all of the Easter eggs, like she's so into that sort of thing. So yes, but I also don't think that she's gay, and I understand the wanting of it. I really do. And she's a supporter of girls in the arts, you know what I mean?
For
So
sure.
I get that. Like she loves the girlies and she loves the gays, and you can be an ally without also being
That's
gay.
what
For
I'm
sure. I think that's the whole
saying.
point.
You can love women without being gay, for sure.
Right.
And I don't
Yeah.
know, like, you might know better than I do, Brittany. Has she ever done like the Easter egg thing for her personal life at all? Like, it just seems so out of pocket to do that for her sexuality. Like, that just seems so
Yeah.
insane. I know
Okay,
she's done it for
so
like album releases and stuff, but like
yeah.
personally.
So this is kind of where I am not like the huge Swiftie. Like I honestly like don't know the Easter eggs. Like I stumble upon like TikToks and Instagram reels where I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But I'm definitely not the one who is searching for them.
Right, you're not
Like
decoding.
I'm not that, I'm not in that deep, and I don't know how they have time to
But like she's
do.
also been with Travis Kelce now for we're going on a year, like it's a year or two.
Yeah, I think it's
There,
two. Yeah, it's
yeah,
like it's been
she's
a
a
while. And then
while.
she was with Joe for like 7 years, and
Yeah.
then you know, like, no,
I'm she's
you can't make me believe
yeah,
it. Just
she's with
don't.
him. Like that's where
Like,
we're
do you
at.
know how much money she and attention she would get if
Yeah.
she dated a woman and like made an album about it and like that whole thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I
Like,
mean,
I
her
don't
last album
think.
was about Maddie Healy, like basic, like their situationship. So it's
Who?
like,
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
He's the singer for the 1975.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He is a mess that people adore. So don't come at me, Maddie Healy
If you did have to shipper with a woman, who would it be?
Oh my God, what a great question. I okay, so anyone I'm gonna ship is gonna be either Zendaya, because I'm
Okay.
obsessed with her, and Zoe Kravitz, because
Okay.
I love both of them, and I'm obsessed with them both. So I'm gonna ship everyone with them always.
Cool. Okay.
I think Taylor and Zoe Kravitz would be hot.
Right?
That'd
That'd be great.
I think Taylor and Zendaya would actually be super hot too. I'd be really into that.
Yeah, right.
I feel like they have like very similar body types. They're like long and skinny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so jury's out, but she's definitely not gay.
Jury's not out. The jury is decided. And
Jury's
here's the
in.
God's honest truth. Even if she is, let her be gay. She's with one of the hottest guys on God's green earth. I mean, if that's not going to turn her straight, I don't know what will. Lord have mercy.
Right. Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't, he's not my type, but I love them together.
And there are so many celebrities who like gay fish, and she has not done that at all. So I just think that's why it's so out of pocket. Like, a lot of the rumors sometimes are like, it's an actor who's played a gay character, but it's kind of like ambiguous if they're actually gay. And I just think it's so funny because she's never done anything like that. Like, I don't know.
No,
A lot of
she
like
hasn't.
wanting it to be true is like, I think where this is coming from.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, speaking of gay, we have a lot of gay topics over here.
We do,
And
yeah.
I love that. Okay, so one of the other things that I saw was the Crumble CEO getting bullied out of the closet.
Yeah.
I want you guys' thoughts on this.
We talked
So,
about it on Bestie Approved a little bit.
yeah,
Okay.
we did. And like, here's the thing. So, I think most of the discourse about it came out of the fact that he's a registered Republican. He's in Utah, so I assume there's some connection to the LDS or the Mormon Church there. And I think this is where a lot of like the tension around it came from, right? But I mean, he was walking around his very well decorated house, and he is very well kept up, and he's very cute. I mean, like you look at him and you're just like, oh, this is what a good looking gay guy looks like. It's like whatever. And then people were like, oh, he says he's straight. And then I guess this hasn't been confirmed to my knowledge, but I guess like someone was saying that there were Instagram DM screenshots of him like sliding into guys' DMs. And then I think it became bigger than he expected it to, because I mean, the Crumble CEO is not like a huge public figure, but like people were making a huge
Right.
deal out of it.
Yeah.
And then he finally came out.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think it's okay to push anyone out of the closet, but
No.
I don't love that he's like seems a little MAGA coded.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not loving that.
That's the point that we were making on Bestie Approved, is that like the guy who initially made the video was just like clocking him a little bit. Was just like,
Yeah.
that's not a straight man. But all the people who like posted DM screenshots and stuff like that, like now you're outing someone, and that is not cute. Not cute. There are so many other ways you could have come for him.
But like at the same time, he's the one sliding into guys' DMs, allegedly. And that's the God's honest truth. If you're not willing to be yourself authentically, like can you expect other people to like hold up their end of the bargain with it? I don't know. I don't know.
I have to agree a little bit, just because it's
Yeah.
like you're doing something in a public space and then expecting people to like keep your secret.
Right.
And it's
And
like,
like,
How, why do I need to keep your secret if you're sliding into my DMs?
Exactly.
Especially when you're associating with the ops, basically being a
Right. Yeah.
Republican, like,
Well, that's enough.
let's
You know,
think.
Emma, you know this. I dated a guy at one point who was a gay for Trump, and like I didn't realize it until we were like 3 or 4 dates in, and that ended very quickly. But I was like, I don't understand this connection at all.
Yeah.
It just makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, same. It
Yeah.
I can't under I can't get it. I
No.
can't.
I don't want to even attempt to get it. I
No.
think that they should probably see the light.
It's like religion. It's not for us to understand.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And then so I saw something recently, more gays. About Lil Nas X, who I love.
Okay.
I love Lil Nas X,
Yeah.
but I saw like about him having the stroke and like not being able to use like half of his face, but I
He had a
guess that's kind
stroke.
of, yeah, I don't, okay, I don't know if
This
it was
is
a
like
stroke.
before the psychotic break.
Okay.
Yes,
He had a
yeah, so this
stroke.
was a,
Yeah.
yeah, so this is a while ago, so I saw that. And then you guys sent me, you know, that as a topic or like him as a topic. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what I know. And then my coworker was like, no, you haven't heard about the breakdown? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard about the breakdown. So now I know about the breakdown. And I'm like, oh no, like I love him. I'm so sad for him, but also, wow.
So,
Wow.
Emma,
Yeah.
you've seen this, right? Because I threw that one on the list. Have you seen what happened there?
Oh yeah, I saw all the videos. I saw everything.
Oh my
I
God.
saw it kind of like in real time too. You
Oh.
know who it reminds me of, who I also like my heart bled for is Amanda Bynes.
Yes, 100%,
Yes.
yes.
Yes. Amanda Bynes.
The thing that I have a hard time with, so this was happening in West Hollywood. He was walking around the street in his underwear and a pair of cowboy boots, and he was having an episode. There were 1,000% there was drugs involved too. Like you can't tell me otherwise. Like I just wholeheartedly believe that, and that sucks because like if it was anything, it looked like crystal meth to me, like just what was happening. And I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong about that, but this is a very.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like.
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Dark road that a lot of gay guys do end up going down because it's, I mean, Tina is huge in party culture in the gay community. And that sucks because, like, it's like Lil Nas X is like, he represented this, like, voice of a generation that was like, I'm going to speak out against, like, you know, being repressed and like doing this thing. And like, he's falling into kind of a dark pattern that I don't love for him. And I hope that he gets help and I hope that he figures it out. I do know that he appeared in front of a judge and there were like 5 or 6 charges against him, I think. I could be wrong on the number, but there were several charges against him. And I would imagine what's going to end up happening is he will probably go to rehab and probably do some community service. I can't imagine he's going to serve any time for it, but I mean, the episode led to him actually hitting a cop. So
Yeah,
I
that's
am just
yeah.
like, God, it went, and it could have gone so much worse. 'Cause I mean, he's a man of color, like Christ
Right.
almighty, like I can't even imagine.
Right, he could have messed with the wrong guy. I was looking it up while you were talking because I was pretty sure I saw it, and it's complex that confirmed they did a breath test and blood test, and he was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Oh shit. Okay, so that
Wow.
he had a full
Great, but like,
psychotic
break. Yeah.
fuck.
Oh no. I
It's almost
wonder.
like it would have been easier to fix if it were drugs and alcohol, you know what I
Right.
mean?
Yeah,
Instead
because
of
there's
someone.
kind of like an excuse of like
Yeah.
this is the reason.
And it's so
But
much harder to fix something that's like just your brain.
God,
yeah.
that's awful. Now I feel terrible. Like, oh, that sucks for him.
Yeah, because he's kind of like fallen off the last like year, I feel like. Like he
Yeah.
was so big in such a short period of time. I feel like he like rose to fame, and then he had those albums back to back, which I love both of them. They're so good. I think the second one was like a little bit less received than the first. So I'm just wondering, like, what, gosh, like, has it been like a downward spiral since then? And I hate that for him because, like you said, he was representing something that really hasn't been seen before, and I loved that.
Yeah.
Like as a like a gay man who's like so openly and like proudly just like showing his, gayness, like showing all of the parts of himself and doing it unapologetically, and I just
Right.
absolutely loved him for it. Like I even showed my grandma, and I'm like, "Look at this guy, love him," and she's like, "Look at him go,"
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I don't know. It's now that we're making the connection, it's funny that I don't know if Emma wasn't on when you were telling me like about what the girls' room was like based on, but I mean like it's yeah, like it does remind me so much of Amanda Bynes and like just how like her fall from grace, like that sucks so bad.
Yeah, I just feel really bad for him. I did wonder if it was like the stress of needing to perform the last couple years has really gotten to him or something like that. Because
Yeah.
I can't imagine like having millions of eyes on you and then all of a sudden like no one's talking about you anymore. Like,
Right.
Oh yeah.
I can't imagine.
So, Emma, do you remember the Amanda Show?
Yeah, I
On
loved the Amanda Show. I
this,
loved it.
the title of the girls' room is based on like when they were
The
all in
girls'
and
room.
like the basket. I'm obsessed with that, and like
Oh.
that's what I thought it was, but I didn't want to like just assume that. But now I love that.
Yeah,
I
so
didn't catch
my
it at all.
logo is an egg as well, because you know how like the one girl's like, I like eggs.
Oh.
Yeah. Like my whole intro is like an egg cracking.
I
Yeah, I
love
love
that.
that.
I don't know how I never put that together. I mean, the Amanda Show's been off the air forever.
No,
I thought
probably
it
like it
was
was only on for
so.
like two seasons. Like
It's very millennial of me, but
it's perfect. I love it. Like and now that like
I am.
now that I see the connection, I love it so much more.
I thought it was like the safe space of a girl's bathroom, which I also love. That's what I thought it was. That's so funny.
Exactly what it
I love it. It's
is.
literally the girls' room.
Yeah, the girls' room. Exactly. Okay, so but to back up a little bit of the whole Amanda Bynes thing, and Lil Nas X, I was just thinking like when you were talking about his like climb and then kind of like now he's like kind of falling off about like how that's kind of I'm kind of seeing that with Charli XCX as well. And I've seen a lot of people say, because she like put something out that was like, it's still brat summer, and people are not into
Oh,
that.
fuck. It's like
Yeah.
you're like still chasing the dragon almost.
Yeah, and I hate that for her
Yeah,
because
I
like
do too.
she finally got like what she's been after, like that big break. And I mean, she's been famous for a while, but not
Yeah.
like,
But she was at the same
A-list
Zoom clap.
famous.
She wasn't Brad.
Right.
Like people knew
Exactly.
who she was. Yeah.
Some people, you
Yeah.
know, not everyone.
I've
I
loved
mean,
her since we played her at Hollister in 2014. I've loved her the whole time.
I
I
feel like
love that.
she had real ride or dies, but not a lot of like passive fans.
Yeah.
Whereas like
Right.
Brat was such an event. Like,
Yeah, it
and I
was.
loved it.
Yeah.
And I was worried about her feeling like she needed to do that again, sort of like Lil Nas X and like what we're saying,
Yeah.
like the stress of it. And that's what I was saying. I was so happy to see her get married and like have a next chapter and something that she can like focus on, because I'm sure she'll still make music and whatever, but it would be so incredibly difficult to replicate the chokehold she had on people this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what comes from her.
Well, and I think that the really scary thing is like, she reminds me so much of Amy Winehouse. Just like there are a lot of parallels there. Like the massive gay following, the like you're cool and you like coke, whatever. I do not want her to go down that same path, because like Amy Winehouse was very public about like I'm just not interested in that. Like, but she was also, when she did start to show interest towards the end there, like it was either her manager or someone like kept her out of like recovery, because they were like, no, you're going to continue making money, and that's how the wheels fall
Yeah.
off, and I don't want that to happen with Charli XCX.
Yeah. I think she's a little better off possibly just because she's like surrounded by people,
100%.
possibly. And she has like her husband now. But the 1975 are also like pretty known to be drug users as well. So I don't know. I don't know how good of an influence, but that's not for me to say. I don't know anything about. I'm not honestly like don't really know anything about the 1975 other than how they relate to Taylor Swift.
I know one song by them, and then we have a friend that is like all in, obsessed with them. Like Skyly loves
Oh, people love
1975. And
them.
I was like, I didn't
Yeah.
know they were real people.
Oh, yeah. No, people do
I
love.
used to like them, but Matty Healy, pre-Taylor Swift, had like some allegations against him and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, their music isn't that good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I
Wow.
had trouble separating the art from the artist with
I
that,
didn't
because,
know.
yeah, I don't know. And I do feel like, unfortunately, Amy Winehouse was kind of a lesson for people. And I
Yeah.
don't think in 2025 you're gonna see someone so in such a bad way like you did with Amy. I don't think they would put that on anymore.
Fingers crossed.
Because
I hope
yeah, that would be so hard to see, especially like I'm a huge Amy Winehouse fan, and there are like shows that are very popular that get posted a lot that I like can't even watch, because it's like, why did
Yeah.
no one stand up for her?
Yeah, it sucks. It's, I mean, like, and I think back to, I mean, they and this, I'm gonna go off on this tangent for a second. They
Love it.
on RuPaul's Drag Race, I think it was season 4 or 5. I don't, it doesn't matter what season it was, but one of the women, or one of the drag queens, oh my God, one of the contestants, Jesus Christ, did Amy Winehouse as the Snatch Game character. And it actually made me mad, because like I was a huge fan, Amy Winehouse fan, and I was like, this, like, I mean, it was the leaning into the drug use, and it was like she was putting cigarettes out in her hair, and it was like a whole thing, and I was like, I don't want this to be how people see Amy Winehouse. Like, that
But they
fucking
do.
sucks.
Have you seen the cake?
There's a cake. Oh my
No.
God, yeah.
Neil
It
Patrick
was it
Harris
Ryan
threw
Seacrest's birthday?
one of his fan, I think it was a Halloween party, 'cause it's like he's known for having these extravagant Halloween parties, and like it's the thing to talk about. And it was
Oh.
literally the year Amy Winehouse passed away. It was like a
That was
cake
hard.
in the shape of her corpse. Like she wasn't even supposed to be alive. And it was that's how people viewed her as like a spectacle.
And
That's
that is the reason
horrible.
I don't fuck with Ryan Seacrest.
It was Neil Patrick
Yeah.
Harris,
It was,
but
I thought it was Ryan Seacrest. Oh, well, I don't fuck with that.
no. I don't like Ryan
Oh.
Seacrest for different reasons, though.
Is because of the
Oh no, I that's like my guilty pleasure is the Kardashians.
Kardashians? Hey.
I've seen a lot of the
The
I
silence
think we're done here. No, I'm kidding.
so loud. No, I've
This is
seen
so
so
loud.
much of the Kardashians. It is like a guilty pleasure for me though, because I'm watching this and I'm like, wow, I
It's like,
shouldn't.
yeah,
I
it's
got
almost
super.
like they
I'm sorry.
have, no, you're fine. It's almost like it's so far out of reality how they live that I'm just like, how are you, how? I just need to know how. I need to know
Okay.
what is happening. It's
That's
like escapism. Yeah, it's like fantasy.
yeah.
Yeah, it is. Exactly what it is. It's like I can never.
That's, I mean, the thing for me is like, so, and I think it was like 2007-ish, whenever the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians came out, I got super into it because I was like, oh, this girl is friends with Paris Hilton. Like, you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to be Nicole Richie when I grew up. So I was like, I love this. I watched the first season and I was like, oh, it's fun. They're like, they're doing the like reality show thing. And then, like, if you do a little bit of digging about that family and about the O.J. Simpson trial and about a lot of the things that were going on behind the scenes with, at the time, Bruce Jenner, and I don't like them.
Oh my goodness, I don't know this lore.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's dark too. It's very dark.
Oh. Oh.
Dad, obviously, they don't want to speak ill of the dead, and why would they speak ill of their dad? But he was not the best guy.
Oh, because they love to like put him like as an angel on the show. Like he
Oh.
has literal like angel wings and like a
Yes,
halo.
literally. Yeah,
Jesus
the graphics are
Christ.
insane.
So if
No, that's
you
crazy.
And why
It's
would they speak ill of their dead dad on TV? Like, I'm not gonna expect that of them, but
sure.
like, I know deep down in my heart I shouldn't be supporting them, but it is so fun to watch.
And if you can separate that, I love that. And like, granted, Kim and Khloe and the rest of them have nothing to do with Robert Kardashian and what was going on there, and they have nothing to do with Bruce Jenner leave, like literally abandoning his family for to marry Kris Jenner. Like they have nothing to do with that. I don't like that they're all like one group of people all the time that is just in the middle of some kind of chaos all the time.
Yeah, I think the chaos is manufactured a lot of the time,
Okay. 100%.
just for views, which is why I'm like, it's not real. Like none of this is real, and that's what makes it fun.
Yeah,
Okay.
they're like
Okay.
always in a full glam too. Like they're fully
Yeah.
beat down. They're in like designer outfits. Like every time you see them, like, oh, I just rolled out of bed.
I have these giant eyelashes on, but this is how I look up.
The one thing I always noticed is that they were always in the bed. Like they were always in like one or the others. Like they were like just sitting in a bed. And I was like, no one is in full glam and that much makeup sitting in a bed, like just like hanging out. Like it's wild to me. Like that's just their
They're
life.
exhausted from getting ready.
Yeah.
They're not getting themselves ready.
No, they're exhausted from sitting in the makeup chair.
Yeah.
It's so hard to sit. Sitting is
Oh,
exhausting.
right.
Okay, well, this has been a great episode. I have absolutely loved talking with you guys. Hopefully, we can continue the conversation another time,
I'd
but
love to.
yeah, but for now, we're gonna definitely sign off and tell the people where they can find you guys.
Cool. Emma, do you want to go first?
Sure. Bessie Approved is on pretty much every platform where you're streaming your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, all the big ones. We're not on video yet, but we will be soon. And yeah, we also encourage you to email us, leave comments, whatever. If you want to shoot us an email because you have thoughts about what we've been yapping about, it's just Travis or Emma at travisandemma.com.
Well, you guys have a great rest of your day, and we will talk soon.
Cool.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.
This episode of The Girls Room is brought to you by Whitcraft Podcast Studio and Wit Group. Thank you for watching The Girls Room. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Kachava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at kachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.